All right, hey guys. We just wanted to start this episode by talking about the Black Lives Matter movement. And yeah, a bit of a different start to the episode, but we just wanted to express our support and, you know, we understand that this culture that we're all a part of is, you know, hip-hop culture, street dance culture is a black culture. And we've been lucky enough to be guests in this house and be able to, you know, express ourselves through this art, through all parts of the culture, fashion, you know, writing, graffiti, dance, music. Like there's so many aspects
yeah. of our lives
yeah.
are influenced by this culture. And I think that we're lucky that we get to experience this culture without experiencing the hardships that have gone along with it and the creation of this culture. So yeah, we just want to express our gratitude and our support towards the movement.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think we all, you know, can agree that no one deserves to be treated differently based on anything. Doesn't even matter if it's race or gender, anything. I think everyone should be treated equally and with respect.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all humans. Mm. We all have the same feelings and emotions. So, but yeah, we do want to show our support for this movement because it's something that we are
passionate about,
yeah. you know, and we are so lucky to be able to dance and do hip hop, which is, like Ryan said, a black originated culture. So yeah, we feel very privileged to be guests in that culture.
But yeah, so like black lives will always matter and we'll always support that. And that's the main thing. And hopefully things get better from here on out, but obviously it's going to take a lot of change. So
yeah. I think it's important to keep pushing back against, you know, these things that push people down. And make sure that, you know, we call it out when we see it, that we you know, understand all these, we do the research, understand all these issues, all these things that have happened, especially in our own country as well. Like these protests are going on in the US, but then, you know, we've had some protests in Australia as well, and also we have a whole, you know, background of, you know, pushing down Indigenous and Aboriginal culture within Australia. So that's, yeah, there's issues wherever in the world about racism, and we just want to really make sure that, how do I word this, want to make sure that
their voices are heard.
Yeah, their voices are heard.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, we stand with the Black Lives Matter movement, and yeah, we want to show our support.
Yeah. Cool. Welcome.
All right. No, you can't say
sorry.
Welcome.
Yeah, no, sorry. Right. I'll be quiet.
Welcome everybody back to the Project One Dance Podcast. On the Project One Dance Podcast, we talk about. Oh damn it! I messed it up. All right, we're gonna start again. Boop. Welcome everyone to the Project One Dance Podcast, episode 9.
9.
Yes. Here we talk about, you know, dance, our life, experiences, and, you know, whatever in between. With me is my newly promoted host,
Rob.
And my name is Ryan. I will be your host today. And with me, I have some two very special guests.
Wow. Oh my gosh, I've never been called a guest.
Wow.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Hi, I'm Amanda.
And where are you guys from?
Yeah, we're from the project. I'm from Project One Dance Crew.
I'm from Canberra. Thanks, guys.
But not Project One.
No.
But yeah, welcome back. This is, for those of you who don't know, Josh is usually a host.
Yes.
But he's sitting down now.
I am taking a step back. Demoted.
He's been demoted.
Been demoted.
Forever.
Oh,
and this is the first time you're hearing about it. I'm sorry to bring it up.
Sorry, bro.
I just got fired. Farewell.
What can you do?
Farewell.
Yeah. Today we're gonna talk to Josh.
Yeah.
And understand a bit more about him, about his journey. And Amanda's here for the ride.
I'm just here.
Just because she wanted to hang out.
With us.
With us.
Yep. With us.
Yes.
With you guys.
That's the only reason. Yes.
All right. Well, let's just hop right into it, I guess. So, Josh.
Yes.
How did you start dance?
Well, my story's hella boring compared to everyone else's. I think mine was just like a matter of chance, like, honestly, because my mom one day was looking through this this coupon type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, hey, look, there's this 10 classes for a whole term. Sorry, one class, whole term for, it was like really cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really cheap. And I was like, yeah, whatever, I'll give it a go. It was on a Wednesday night or something. And I remember going, it was fun. You know, I was still doing other stuff outside of dance. I was doing soccer and all that stuff.
Mm.
But soccer was never like my thing.
Right.
You know, I was never like into it.
You know, like, soccer's my life.
Yeah, like most other...
I love Neymar. My favorite is Messi.
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
No, yeah, but like I never really got into like sport as much.
Right.
And I tried this dance for 10 weeks. And I remember going for the first class and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. And yeah, like I said, it was a matter of chance because Chip actually ended up cancelling this like coupon promotion thing
that it was so
like
cheap.
That next term because it was so much value that he was losing money on it.
Yeah.
Which I mean, he's gotta run a business. So but yeah, so I was lucky to find that deal. And I continued on afterwards. And yeah, that was pretty much how I started at PB. I didn't have any prior dance experience or anything like that. I was the kid at the family functions who would do the nene and stuff.
Oh.
Hey,
yeah, I think ever since you started, you've been all like about those meme dances.
Yes, meme
stuff.
Dancing.
Well, like less so now, but like
less so now. It's still
still an integral part of
it's still in his personality.
Yeah, exactly. It never leaves.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a meme 101.
Meme 101 course.
Yeah.
Online course.
And I'm gonna.
I was always jealous.
Teach you how to do all the meme courses.
I was always jealous that you could do it because I feel like I couldn't pull off any of those meme moves.
On it, like, I don't even know like how to explain picking it up. It's just watching lots of videos.
Right.
Yeah.
You just get it or you don't.
Just get it or you don't. You're just either a meme or you're not. You know.
Right. So when you started, you. What class did you first take?
So I was just taking Hip Hop Beginner, which was originally taught by Mal and Jackson together. And I think a few of you guys were actually in that class as well.
Mm.
And you guys hated me because I was the kid as well who never went to the back. I would stay at the front even when they said switch lines. I still stayed at the front. But like in my defense, I was trying to get good. Okay? Yes. I was trying to get good. And
were you though?
Yes.
Was that the reason?
Was that the reason?
I was short, all right? I wasn't as tall as I am today. And standing at the back, couldn't see. So I was, you know, I needed to see if I wanted to get good.
Do people actually know how tall you are?
No.
Stand up.
I don't think so.
Wait, stand up.
You're like 6'1", right?
And then Amanda, stand up. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have to stand up.
No, nah, she has to.
Wow.
Thumbnail.
I don't know if you were even in frame.
I probably was not. Thumbnail.
But, I think I literally, like, put on an entire foot.
Yeah.
Since starting at PB.
I like how you say that's put crazy. On a foot, like
put
it's
on
like
a
weight.
Foot, yeah. grew a foot.
Full foot.
But, yeah, back then I was, like, so short. I think I was smaller than all the girls.
Yeah, you were pretty short.
And now I am officially the tallest in P1.
Yeah, is this one like over Christmas we came back to dance and Josh had just overtaken me and I was like, what? This ain't
what
fair,
hey?
Man. What? I've been working at this like consistently and now Josh is just...
Or that Christmas pud. That Christmas pud went
that
straight
Christmas
to your
pud, yeah.
Do you reckon you're
legs?
Still growing?
I hope not. I'm honest. I'm
imagine.
Sick of it.
Yeah.
It makes buying clothes extremely hard. Everything's XL.
But
like I'm skinny.
But you're not that tall, you know what I mean?
No, I'm not tall, but like I'm comfortable where I am. I want to stay where I am.
Right.
Yeah.
But then that's also your style, you know, the like oversized.
Yeah. That's true.
It is
true. You're right.
Right?
No, anyway, so that was what year that you joined?
Gosh, I literally can't remember. It would have been like 2015.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Which is when I was like 14.
14?
Wait, I think. That's the year I joined. Wouldn't it be the year before?
Maybe it was 2014. Whoa. Oh, yeah, it would have been. Because I think I started like mid-2014.
Right. Yeah.
And then I didn't actually get into P1 until like the next year.
Right, yeah.
After two terms or something.
Well, yeah, I think that's the follow-up question. How did this lead you to come into P1?
Well, this is my story of pride. Your pride? I as well got one of the letters that everyone apparently got.
Special letter just for you?
Yeah, special letter that is still hanging up in my room to this day.
That's actually nice.
It was a significant moment in my life. But yeah, I did classes for about two terms.
Yep.
And the first audition where I didn't get the invite, that was just a normal audition, I actually had a broken arm.
Yeah.
So I was
like, I remember that.
It was kind of like difficult for me to, dance. Because my arm was in a cast like this. Someone is messaging me. It's annoying.
Yeah, you should check it right now, live on the podcast.
I was
lifting
stopping
it out
from
buzzing. Underneath your butt chip. Yeah.
But yeah.
That's something you should do.
Yes. I had a broken arm.
I'm sorry.
Losing my train of thought.
Yeah.
Had a broken arm and I ended up not going. I went to the auditions, but then I left because I was just not having a great time.
Right, aww. Yeah.
And I did that end of year show with my broken arm still.
Yeah, I remember seeing you. Like you showed up with a broken arm.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure everyone was like, Why are you here?
What?
And he's like, I'm here to perform.
Nothing was going to stop me.
You just like still performed with that cast on.
It was good.
Pretty sure there's footage of that.
There probably is footage. But yeah, and then Chip gave the letter the next term because he hosted the special auditions for majority of us. And yeah, that was it. That's how I joined P1 because Chip was like, hey, you dance with a broken arm. You're pretty cool.
Yeah.
Come and join P1.
Did you have like much idea of like what the crew was before you joined?
No idea. Yeah. I knew Jason was in it and I'd seen them training before that. Which was with, you know, Rob, Taylor, Marie when they were all in it.
Mm.
I'd seen them training, but I never really knew what it was about. I was just like, oh yeah, it's just training. They're just training together. Right, you know? Yeah.
Because you knew Jason earlier.
Yeah, I'd known Jason since like preschool.
Yeah.
And then hadn't seen him all through primary school or that. But yeah, now we're best buddies. Best buddies. But yeah, I had no idea what I was going into. At the start, I had no idea the commitment that came with the crew.
Yeah.
I feel like I was kind of just going like, yeah, friends, woohoo. Mm-hmm. Woohoo, this friends. I'm loving this. Even though I found out that everyone hated me. So that's cool.
Oh, I was going to wait. I was like, how long could we just have silence in the podcast? And do you think people were listening? They would just be like, wait, did it pause?
Did it pause? No, but yeah, I went in probably blind, blind.
And then like, so once you joined P1, sorry, like seeing all that, kind of play out and being like, oh, there's actually a lot more to this. Like what was that journey like for you?
Yeah, I feel like it's still like, it took me a while to fully commit to the crew. Cause I was like, I was still kind of just like, I'm a kid, you know,
right.
Fun, blah, blah, blah. But like, I feel like, seeing the dedication of everyone else was like, okay, this is actually like, this is important to a lot of people. It should be important to me as well. Like if I want to continue this, it has to be important to me. So yeah, I feel like definitely seeing each of the other members, you know, and their dedication, commitment to getting better, improving, training, routine and freestyle, you know, that really like sort of made something click in my head. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's time to like, you know, focus a little bit and realize that this isn't just friends and hanging out.
Yeah.
It's actually like something that we want to get good at and we want to do really well. Mm. But yeah, and like I feel lucky that I did decide to put my head down and focus on getting better, because if I hadn't, honestly, I do not know if I would be still dancing.
Right.
And that would suck because I love dancing, you know? Mm. So, yeah, definitely everyone else was what triggered me to
find my passion. So is that just kind of like, just over time, you just more and more exposure to, you know, the whole?
Yeah, like seeing, well, when Amanda and Wendy joined the next year, you know, they came in at a really high level, honestly.
awesome.
So, like, I was kind of like, this is weird.
Yeah.
They're coming in and, like, they're already better than me. This makes me feel like crap. So
it's always like that's like competitiveness.
It's the, it's honestly the competitiveness of the whole, oh, I don't want to be the one at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to let
people down. Yeah, you don't want to let people down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that really opened my eyes was seeing everyone progress.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Dope. So now I guess like your whole journey up until now. So it's like you joined PB, you found P1, and then you kind of like found your stride, right? You were like, this dance is something I really enjoy.
Yeah.
So and then like, you know, through all of our competitions, all of our battles or whatever, like at this point right now in your dance journey, how do you feel looking back and then moving forward?
Looking back at myself, I wish I had focused a lot more in class, and
you wish you had stayed at the
I
front.
Wish I'd you know I wish I'd went to the back. No, I wish I'd, you know, realized earlier that it was something that I really enjoyed and like put my focus into it more when I was younger, because I feel like if I'd put my focus into it when I was a little bit younger, I would be way better than I am now.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying I'm crap or I don't feel like I'm good enough, but like it's always you look at yourself and you're like, I can still do better. And I know I can still do way better. Like there's so much more to learn, so much more to train and all that. And if I could tell myself back then, I would say, you know, get better.
Yeah.
Focus.
Pick it up.
Pick it up. Otherwise people will leave you behind, you know?
Mm.
But yeah. And then looking forward, I'm really just going to focus on bettering myself and P1 as well. Because I feel like by bettering myself, I can also better the rest of everyone else. Because there's no point in me trying to better everyone else if I'm not bettering myself, because then I'm just falling behind and holding everyone back. So yeah, going forward is about training hard.
Yeah. Dope. Yes. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome.
Sorry, I'm answering these really fast.
Yeah, wow.
Are
like
you?
What how much time?
18 minutes. 20 minutes nearly.
20 minutes? Oh, it's not that.
That's pretty average.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
like I said,
my I didn't have like a cool dance story. Like Ryan, how his cousin introduced him to Quest Crew and he kicked Andy in the legs and stuff.
That was a
very important part of the story.
I think like it's interesting though, because we're still, all of us are like at the start of our like dance career journey, you know. Like even though we've been doing it for years, like there's still so much ahead of us.
Yeah.
You know? And like that point you had before about like looking back and like telling your younger self to like, you know, work harder at it or do more. It's always interesting because like, I remember something that Chip said to me was like, if I started at your age, imagine how good I would be now.
Yeah.
And then that was how he kind of inspired me to be like, oh crap, I got to train like he does. Yeah. I got to train as hard as he does or harder.
And then it's even like, because Jackson said that to me as well when I was like 15. Jackson was like, yeah, when you get to my age, you're already going to have a decade of experience.
Yeah.
You know? And Jackson had like only been popping for like 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Not even 2 years. But like, and then now it's like, I look at like someone like Morgan from Project 2.
Mm.
I'm like, man, like he is killing it. And like he started younger than we did. And
yeah,
I'm like,
exactly.
Man, what if I started at that age?
Yeah. I think that it's always going to be like, what if I started at like, as soon as I came out of the womb.
When I was born, I just started dancing, dude.
Yeah, yeah. it's really interesting seeing the next generation and like the next crews that are coming up. Mm. And I'm like, damn, I see potential in them. I see potential in them. Yeah. I see them.
And I think it's also like the amount of like nurturing you get at that age. Like you look at someone like Jiggy Jaya, right? Yeah. He started when he was like 9 or something. Yeah. Something pretty young.
Yeah, yeah.
And was training with like Pop and Jack.
Exactly.
And so now he's like younger than us. A beast. Or maybe like your age.
Yeah, I think it's my age.
And just like world class.
Yeah,
like,
legit.
Yeah. Mm. But that's also like, you know, shout out to him and his like
hard work
and, you know, he feels the music like crazy, man. Yeah. Like, yeah. So it's not, I mean, it's not just about the fact that he trained with Jack.
Yeah, but, yeah.
You know, imagine if I trained with Jack when I was 9, like, that would have been sick.
Yeah. So it's like, I think in that vein, like we're very grateful for all, you know, the guidance that we've had up to this point.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you said, giving back, bettering ourselves so we can better others. 100%. So we can give back to the next generation.
And that's really interesting is like back then we were just the kids, you know, we were the ones who were learning. And now we're sort of getting to that age where it's like, we're looking back at the kids and we're teaching,
you know,
we're bringing them up. And I look back and I'm like, was this how I was?
Yeah, yeah, no, same. Yeah.
Like, was this how I acted?
Was I like that?
Yeah, and then I feel that.
Yeah. And then I also think about like, what was different about the way I was brought up almost.
Yeah.
And then like, what are the things, like, this is weird. This is almost, no, this is definitely not. I was going to say, this is how parents feel, but it's definitely not. But like, it's like how was I brought up and like, how can I pass on the knowledge? How can I pass on lessons and stuff in the right way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also hard because like, I almost feel like I'm not good enough to be in that position, you know? But I think it's kind of like, even if we're not like, you know, really, really high level or anything, if we can acknowledge that and also commit to growing and learning and constantly getting better, I feel that counteracts that almost. Like, it's the same as
that,
like,
almost proves that, you know, you are,
you know, it's like with Jackson, like Jackson started popping, he probably started teaching popping after like a year and a half of doing it, and like he was like, you know, he went to some teachers and got his foundations checked and stuff, and they were just like, yeah, just keep, make sure you keep learning, like because, you know, you're new to the game, but you know, who else was going to teach in Canberra? You know, we didn't have anything, so it's kind of like, we just got to make sure we still have that drive ourselves. Yeah. We don't just go, okay, I'm here legit. Now. So
it's like, that's the worst thing for a teacher or like a dancer to do is like get stopped by that wall of like, oh, I'm reached my peak. I'm so good. You know,
there is no peak.
There is like, there's literally no top.
I haven't reached any peak yet. I don't like,
I don't think any of us will ever reach. Oh wait, maybe when we get old and then we start declining in skill.
Oh,
then we have formed a peak.
Then we have reached our peak. Yes.
Then we have reached our peak. Yeah. Mm. Cool.
Yeah. How do you feel about teaching the next generation? Because you've been teaching pretty big classes for a while.
Yeah. Amanda's classes are huge.
Mm.
Not anymore since COVID.
They'll come back. It's all right. They'll come back.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I teach a lot of different classes. Like, sorry.
Can't hear you.
I probably could have just told you that instead of pushing your mic.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah. I feel like it's pretty much what you guys said. Like, thinking about good ways to pass down lessons, especially teaching moves. You don't want to teach it incorrectly. Mm-hmm. Like, I always try and do research about the history of moves because in hip-hop, there are a lot of party moves. And, like, sometimes if you get it wrong, then your students will pass down that knowledge.
Yeah. And it just gets diluted.
Yeah, and it's all because you said the wrong thing. So you got to be like really careful when teaching students because they take that information like liquid gold sometimes. Sometimes they don't care and they don't listen, but sometimes they'll be like,
could be that one move you teach wrong and they're like, I'm going to commit this to memory.
Legit, just that one time. So yeah, you got to be really careful, but also because you have to be careful, it enriches your knowledge at the same time, which is good.
It's almost like we're conduits of the culture that we have to like keep making sure that what we're doing is true to, you know, the things that came before us.
You got to know your past to develop the future.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. 100%.
And not saying that like we can't innovate or create more and do stuff.
You just got to know where it came from.
Yeah, you got to know. Mm. You got to respect where it came from. You got to respect the people and, you know, understand all these things. You know, there's so much to think about.
Mm-hmm. So much more behind a move than first glance. You know, one move could really be like four people back then coming together and collaborating.
Yeah, legit. You know?
So you gotta make sure that you respect that and you teach it the way that they wanted it to be taught.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it's even like some moves it's really hard to know, because like something like in popping, a twist or flex.
Right.
Like most of the OGs teach it differently.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like even though you're at the source of the knowledge, they all teach it differently. Yeah. So it's like, who knows?
So I guess it's just like citing your sources, like a bibliography.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like, I learned this from blah, this blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if it's wrong, don't quote me.
It's more just like, this is where I got the information from. And you know, that's where I'm going to pass it on. Just make sure like, you know, that this is where I got it from as well.
Yeah.
Like it's not, I'm not
the source.
Yeah. I'm not the source. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. You never know when it's coming. It's hot takes.
I was waiting for it.
All right. Quick hot take today. All right. You get ready. Brown is not a color.
Brown is not a color.
What? Oh, I've heard this.
It's just dark orange.
It's just dark orange. Yeah.
But think wouldn't that be a color?
It's just, I don't understand. It's definitely. It. I think it's
wouldn't
dumb.
Dark orange okay. still be a color though?
Yes.
Okay. Question. Question.
Yes.
Could orange just be dark yellow?
Oh,
so therefore brown.
No. Because dark yellow is like, it's like vomit, what? Right?
So that's like green.
Okay. No.
You can apply this to anything.
You would have to go yellow and red combined to make orange.
What do you combine to make brown? That's the question. That's what everyone's saying is what do you combine to make brown?
Black and orange. So yes, it's a color, but it's not a color. I don't know. I just said it's not a color for shock value.
Yeah.
Shock horror.
Shock horror.
Okay, so what research have you done on this?
Where's your bibliography?
Uh-oh.
Well, I learned from the OGs of color theory.
Color theory.
The primary colors.
His name was Jonathan Color. And he created colors.
No, you should have
said created colors.
I learned
that didn't
from
exist
John
before.
RGB.
Who do you think like created colors?
The concept of colors.
Yeah.
Well, because colors always existed.
Right, yeah.
Do you think it was some guy named Red and his buddy Green? And then his sister blue.
No, I don't.
Imagine that.
Like, who developed it into like a construct? Don't know.
Yeah,
I
you know
believe
what?
The family
theory. That's like a whole
well because
different conversation is like, why did the brain name itself the brain?
Mm.
Okay, guys, try and think of a new color.
Merple.
I was gonna say something that actually like rhymed with merple.
No, but like, what does it look like?
It looks like
It looks like a merple.
Merple. It's
you
like
don't.
These guys are cheating. They definitely can't do it.
It's like,
impossible.
It's a cream colored.
Okay, so that's.
Pink.
But then it's
so
cream.
It's creamy pink.
Yeah. So that's
no,
the thing.
But
you can't,
I named
you can't
it
describe
purple.
It as, it's creamy. You just say it's murpley.
Yeah.
No, but then you're just naming something.
Yeah.
You're not visualizing
yeah,
a color.
Okay, so if I'm like, oh yeah, that plant's name is Josh. I created that plant.
There you go.
That's your logic. No, that's your logic. I'm saying it to disprove
well,
you.
Well, now it's Josh.
There you go.
Now it is.
It's done.
Damn.
Hey Josh,
got me there. No, but like, don't you guys think about that? Like, because each culture separately from each other would have created like colors.
That's true.
Also, we could be seeing colors completely differently.
Exactly.
I was
thinking about that,
and
as well.
We can't explain it. Yeah. We can't explain what
color
a color
is
looks
this,
like.
Everyone
red, but red. We're all gonna say it's red because we've been taught. That whatever that looks like is red,
yeah.
But it could look differently to all of us. But
that's
we can't
true,
explain
right.
our human experience.
Yeah, so you could explain like, oh, it's red like fire, but fire red would be like
the same red
for you.
Yeah.
So what if that is actually this color for you?
But it's red
for me,
right? But like, no matter what it looks
know,
like, we've all been told that's red.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm joking.
It wouldn't be something different in anyone's mind because that's what we've been taught.
Yeah.
It's crazy stuff.
Crazy
wow.
stuff.
Hot takes with
you
Brian.
You hear it.
That was
first.
A hot take.
That was
a hot spicy take.
Should I change it to spicy takes?
Spicy takes with Brian.
Spicy takes.
Nah, hot takes with Brian.
It's kind of
hot
gross.
Takes with spicy buy-in.
Hot takes with Brian.
Yeah.
That's worse.
Oh, yeah. hot
maybe
takes
not.
With spicy buy-in, yes.
Spicy takes with buy-in.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
That was a good hot take. Thank you, Ryan. That was great.
I don't think it was.
I think it started a conversation, which is a good conversation.
Maybe the hot take was the conversation. Maybe that was the whole point of it. Maybe I guided this whole conversation.
Spicy Brian got you again.
Spicy Brian.
Better than Oggy and the Cockroaches.
Anything is better than Oggy and the Cockroaches. Have you guys ever like led a conversation in a certain way just because you could?
No.
What do you mean?
What?
Maybe not just because you could, but like because you wanted to get to a certain point. You know how like conversations naturally flow in a certain way, but then you try and like curve it a different way?
No, I don't like to manipulate.
I've never
people.
Tried that.
No, you don't like.
Oh. Get caught out, Ryan. You manipulate. What happened there?
Did you get caught?
All right.
For our audio listeners, I forgot. We never do that. For our audio listeners, because, you know, the two or three people that listen.
I mean, we should take care of them.
Yeah.
The two or three
I tried to take off my glasses and they didn't come off.
And they got caught. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to make that really loud in the mix.
Enhance it.
There's all these things that, like, you know, sometimes I forget. Sometimes my memory is bad. Like, I say things in the podcast, like, I'm going to edit an iPod and then I don't do it.
Oh.
Yeah, like last week.
Last week.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We still don't know what that iPod looks like.
No, it's still...
Yeah.
Look, I'll edit it.
Again, it's Ryan's human experiences. We don't know what that is.
That iPod is Ryan's human experience.
That's my human experience. Wow. All right. Well,
should we move on to lightning round?
We'll move on to our lightning round of questions.
Did you guys hear the sound effects I added last week?
Yeah, that was epic.
Are we happy with that?
I had my volume all the way up when they came and I was like, whoa.
Oh, was it too loud?
It was a bit loud.
Oh, damn. I thought I did okay.
Well, because I had to raise the everything a little bit. Just a little bit.
That's probably why.
Right. Well,
but they were good sound effects.
Okay, I'll make it quite, you know, trial and error.
Trial and error.
That's what we're doing.
And now we have sound effects at least.
You got to do it to
know it.
Know it. Yeah.
Edit, nice. Edit this in, okay. Rob. Pew pew.
He's not going to edit
you
that.
Just, no, but you just made the noise. But then
he's just going to replay that audio.
Yeah.
You're doing a visual joke.
Yeah.
I put up a gun sign and it went pew pew.
I'm probably not going to do that, to be honest. All right.
You don't request.
Lightning round.
Pew, 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 pew.
Okay, first question. Favorite dance style and why?
Locking, because it's fun and it's what I like to do. Yeah.
All right, favorite color and why? Oh, wait, no, not why. Just favorite color.
Probably like mint, like blue.
Oh, that's
blue
mine.
Blue slash mint. Yeah.
Wait, is it? No, mine's green. No, mine. Okay, continue.
But we don't know what that looks like to him. Okay, favorite movie?
Oh.
Quickly but goodly.
I'm trying to think, dude.
Come on, quicker, Josh.
Josh,
everyone's waiting.
Favorite movie? I honestly like... Okay, I got it. Harry Potter.
And?
The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Uh-huh. What? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Sure.
I like werewolves.
He's trying to be controversial.
I like werewolves.
Biggest fear.
Elevators.
Yeah, elevators.
Oh, yeah, we've had this question with Josh.
Elevators.
Oh.
Because of claustrophobia. And I'm afraid it's going to get stuck and I'm going to be stuck in there.
Probably
so
will.
It's probably more like a fear of being locked in a room.
I think next time you're in an elevator, that's going to happen.
Do you think you should?
Please don't.
Do you think like doing it would help you overcome your fear?
No.
But he does do it. He has to do it at work.
Yeah, I told you I take the stairs.
Nah. Okay. Favorite shape and why?
Favorite shape. Square.
Oh, I thought you were going to say pizza.
Because it's just even and nice and it's I don't know. It's just I like squares. They're symmetric.
Do you like all quadrilaterals?
Symmetric, a triangle symmetric, a pentagon symmetric.
A square has the same amount of sides, edges, you know, corners.
Same amount of sides. The square has the same amount of sides. That doesn't make any sense.
Like, on it has even numbers. Okay.
Do you like?
So
does
why are you even?
This is your question. This is my answer.
Your answer doesn't make sense.
I thought you were going to say chicken crimpy.
What?
Do you like
is
all
that a shape?
Quadrilaterals?
Quadrilaterals.
Yes.
It actually is a shape.
Is chicken crimpy a shape?
Well,
like you mean like
shape.
The shape? Oh wow. Okay. You know what?
Hot take.
That's an annoying pun. That's an annoying pun.
All right. Ready? Let's do this next one together.
Oh wait,
no.
You
okay,
got one more before.
Favorite food?
Pizza or pho? Actually, no, pho. 100% pho.
Boom.
Yum, nice. Yum, yum.
We did get pho.
Yeah.
I like
yeah, we did get pho last week. Yeah.
I mean, oh, no, you got lunch. Damn,
yeah, I got lunch.
Dude.
Oh, you will go get pho.
Oi.
Oh, Amanda, I forgot to say you're invited to the lunch.
Okay, we'll go get pho.
Even better.
We used to have pho dates. We don't need you guys.
Huh? Okay.
We used to have pho dates. We don't need you guys.
Every Tuesday, Josh and I, because we had the same like period off in college, every week we would go get pho together and have a little lunch date.
It was an expensive.
It was actually the best part of my week.
Yeah, honestly, every Tuesday, it was line 3, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't remember what the lines were anymore, man. I mean...
And I'd go and I'd wait out at the front of Rob's class and he'd come out and be like, it's pho time, woo!
And you then say that same and thing then, every
and
time.
And then the guy at the pho place remembered our orders. He knew who we were. So we just went in, got our food.
Sat down.
They remembered because Josh started taking like the onion out of his pho because he doesn't like it. I don't know why. Anyway.
Neither does Ryan. He respects me.
But they noticed. He didn't say anything. They noticed that he always did it. So they just stopped putting it on.
Yeah. Wow. So
we haven't been
back
in a while.
Good customer service.
Good customer service.
Good customer service.
Okay.
You guys make my little Viet heart proud.
Okay, Ryan.
How quick's when you gonna sleep?
What is
that's
this question?
That's question.
My next question.
How quick's when you're gonna sleep?
She's gonna sleep in 5 minutes.
Wrong.
No, that's so
it's
long.
1 minute 20 seconds.
1 minute 20 seconds.
Wrong. No, she got wrong less answer. Than a minute at one point, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic Wendy.
Wrong answer. Incorrect.
We need to see who. We need to ask this question.
Every single
person.
Oh,
sweet! I'm
gonna
know it for my interview.
Well, that's cheating.
Nah.
We're gonna change it. How fast does Ryan sleep?
It's not even right. Anyway,
it takes a while. I need help. All right. So, who did you dislike the most when you first joined Project One?
Who did I dislike the most? You know what? I didn't dislike anyone because everyone was my friend.
It was himself. Just like everyone else.
Oh. No, if I didn't like anyone, it was honestly probably Ryan. I'm sorry. What? But like,
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were singing a different song.
No, I'm doing a sad violin song.
Oh. I thought you were going to be. Wait.
What?
What? That's like, how did you get that?
What? I get
you
what
don't
you
even watch Star Wars.
No. Anyway.
You
can say when the road goes.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Don't you guys love our singing?
Only
this is fantastic.
Oh. Do you think these microphones are good for singing?
No.
Probably not.
No?
No.
What if I sung like this?
Just breathe in. they're not bad. They record pretty clean sound, but like, I don't know, they're better for they're made for podcasts.
Yeah. Podcasting mics.
Different microphones pick up different frequencies. So I feel like these.
So would it pick up this?
No, like it still picks up.
Okay.
It has like a certain like frequency character. Right. So it like boosts some frequencies. Maybe it subtracts from some.
Yeah.
So some are better for like particular things depending on what their frequency spectrum.
Damn.
Is.
Okay, that's it. I'm planning this already. We're gonna have an episode with Rob where he just explains music theory.
It's not really music theory.
Well, you know more music theory than most of us.
Rob explaining music theory.
Okay.
All right. So could they pick up this?
Yeah. It's not that they can't pick things up. It just boosts and subtracts certain frequencies to like make it sound different.
Right.
So I'll go... Ooh.
It'll pick up all of it.
That was
okay,
pretty
okay,
good,
okay.
That was pretty good range, Ryan. That was pretty good range.
You just had like a complete gap.
Okay.
I have such a gap in my range. Okay, sorry. Let's continue.
Next question. If you could master one skill, what would it be and why?
One skill. Probably cooking. Mm. Yeah, because I'm hungry all the time.
I remember a couple times you've like been like, bros. Wait, bros? You
bros.
Never called us that.
Boys.
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 Boys, I've cooked a new thing.
Yeah, no, I do still cook. Yeah.
You got meal prep.
Yeah, I do still cook. I just needed to like... learn more
about
it.
Is your phone not on silent?
Heck,
I'm not professional.
This is a podcast.
This is a podcast.
So
you know this.
The one time we bring you back.
Wait, but Ryan, who? Like, I mean,
of course,
you've like picked up phone calls in the podcast before. So,
but that was for comedic value. That was for comedic value.
That one. All right,
but yeah, cooking because I like to eat and I want to cook nice food for myself and my friends.
Yum.
Dope.
Would you be on MasterChef?
No.
Oh.
I'm not that good.
Okay, what is something you are doing right now that you think everyone should try?
You know what? I'm trying to think of a way to say this. I've been really into exploring my own style recently, like in terms of clothing.
Right.
So, you know, don't be afraid to, if you want to do something different with your looks, do it. At the end of the day, like, if someone judges you, then who cares about their opinion? Monty's just coming.
Monty's trying to get in between the couches.
He's stuck.
Can't go through the couches. It's too small for you. Continue talking.
But yeah, if I was to say to try anything, I would say if you want to try something new with anything in yourself, just try it. Hi, Monty.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like so many people like are stopped from doing like the things that they want to do with themselves based on other people's opinions.
Straight up, yes.
And like my mum in particular, she's going to listen to this and probably yell at me. she did not want me to do a lot of the things. Like she didn't want me to pierce my ears.
Mm.
And I did that and I love them and I think everyone else does. And she didn't want me to grow out my hair and do it the way that I have been recently. And you know, I did it. I didn't care.
You're
I
rebel.
Like it.
You're I don't rebel. Care, Mom. Yeah. I don't care, Mom. It's not a face.
But
you don't understand.
This is really bad compared to everyone else's. But yeah, just like I feel like if you want to try something but it's someone's opinion is stopping you, just try it.
That's dope.
Just do it.
Like, it's not bad compared
it's not,
to everyone's.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man. Appreciate it. I was nervous about it. But yeah. Don't let other people's opinions stop you from doing what you want to do.
Mm. Mm.
It's your body. It's your look. Do what you want.
Yeah. Nice. I've definitely seen your style improve.
Thank you.
Like even...
Thank you.
Even if you just watch back on the podcast, like all his fits...
I look like
every
a bum.
Episode,
they're improving.
You know, honestly, sometimes I'm like, I need to do better because of Josh. He's improving to make me improve.
There you go.
That's why he's full
circle. That's why I'm improving. That's it's all for you, Ryan. It's all for you.
What?
Not going to hear that.
No, it will.
What?
Be quiet.
What?
Hey.
Why are you doing this?
I don't know. I'm tired, man.
Okay. One thing that you want to achieve this year.
One thing I want to achieve this year. Well, I want to finish learning to become a teacher at dance. Yeah.
Woo!
I want to finish this academy to the best of my ability.
Yeah.
And make sure that I can become a good teacher and pass on the knowledge correctly.
Dope.
Finish this academy well.
Nice. Nice, 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 nice. All right. My favorite question. What's one superpower you would have?
I actually forgot about this question.
But you think about it every week.
I do think about it every week, but I'm not the one answering it. That's the thing. Ugh, superpower. Honestly, probably teleportation.
Ooh. Yeah, my man. Teleportation. My man.
But like the thing about teleportation is like it's confusing. How would it work? Would you just think about a location you'd be there? Would you have to have visited that location to go there?
It's up to you, man.
That's what I'm saying. If I had the choice, it'd kind of be overpowered. I would just say, if I want to go there, I'll go there.
I think that's the whole point of teleportation.
Yeah. But like, how would you know that's a place?
I want to go
there. That's the one thing that's
you
like,
want to go there.
That's the one thing that stops me from my superpower is what? How do I know where it is I'm teleporting to if I've never been there before?
Well, the thing is like, you can't say I want to teleport somewhere and like not know where it is. You know what I mean? Like if you go, I want to go to the Taj Mahal, you can envision the Taj Mahal.
And
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you can't go, oh, I want to go. Oh, wait, I don't know where I want to go. It's not going to work. Unless maybe you have like coordinates.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Coordinates would be a good way to organize it.
Yeah, latitude or just go to Google Maps, or if it's the Envision Google one, YouTube, and then just like look at the video of the place you want to go to, and you're like, okay, that's
there.
The image.
I thought Street
go.
View was a better idea.
I like the Google Maps idea. That's a good idea.
So, what am I saying?
Yes, Ryan.
Okay, continuing on.
But yeah, teleportation, I think it would be my superpower because I would want to go where I want, when I want, that second.
Nice. Okay. Top three talents.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I don't have any.
Dance. Is that, can I say that?
Yeah.
Dance.
I only dance.
Ryan, you still struggling to think about what you're going to say?
I'm just struggling, man.
You just... I want to say, like, people skills is a talent of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like I'm all right at talking to people. I can hold a conversation if I want to.
If you want.
If I don't want to, then I'm not going to.
See you later.
Value yourself. Value your time.
And the third one, hidden talent. Rob seems to think that I have an okay voice.
Well, like, I haven't heard you sing legit, but when you're, like, mucking around and you go into that falsetto, like, usually people, like, it's like, ah, like, if they're, like, mucking around, you know, if they're not actually, like, trying to sing.
Yeah.
But, like, it's actually quite strong and, like, on pitch.
There you go.
So I'm just saying, like, maybe if you tried, it would be, like...
Maybe if I...
That's what I'm saying.
...decided to learn how to sing a bit better, then...
What am I doing?
Or take singing lessons or go to uni.
What if you just pick a song and try and sing it, like, from start to finish?
Not right now.
No, I'm not saying now,
oh,
but, like...
Yeah, I'll do it.
At home, when you're like, okay, we're going to sing now.
Do you guys sing in the car? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I warm up
I
in the car.
I sing really loud in the car. The car.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I feel like that's a lot of people.
I think it's everything. Everyone does that. Mm. It's because you're comfortable by yourself.
Have you guys ever, like, sang in the car and you're like, I wonder how I sound? Then you click record and then you listen to it and you're like, ew.
Oh, gosh. Why are you, like, taking the time to record yourself while you're driving?
No, oh. Like, you, so you press use it your... before and then you're like,
so you park
singing.
The car, you hit record, and then you drive you to drive your again. Destination and then you stop recording?
Yeah, pretty much. And then I'll just
Lies.
Be like...
Good save.
Lies.
And then when you play it back, you're like, ew, who is that? I hate that.
Like, you're panicking from this.
But it's also like, it's that thing when you hear your own voice recorded, it's like...
I don't like listening to myself on these podcasts.
And it's because, like, to everyone else, it sounds normal because, like, they hear it through, like, waves in the air, right? Yeah. But when you hear your own voice, you hear it through the air, but also through your bones.
Mm.
So, which makes it sound a lot, like, deeper to you. So when you hear it just through the air, it sounds a lot more, like, trebly.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's like sound travels differently through solids, through air, through liquid.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm. What about through plasma?
I know.
Who knows, bro? Who knows? These are good questions, by the way.
Last question.
Most important question, actually.
Most important question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love Ryan?
In the third person.
Absolute 10.
Hey! Yeah, take a seat, Amanda.
Thank you very much.
What about his back?
Do I need reasoning? Yes.
That's too inside joke. Please. That's too far.
Yeah.
Please spend the next 10 minutes
talking about Ryan.
How much you love
him. Well, Ryan is a very kind and
hard
working
person. Okay,
I'm
sorry. Like, you don't actually have to do this.
And I like his back.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
He's a nice
and
guy.
We're going to leave that there without any context. Okay.
How do we leave that with context?
They're going to be so confused. Why does he like his back? What's so good about his back?
Well, that will be one of the many mysteries of the Project One podcast.
Many mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that iPod look like?
Who knows?
Have I put it in this episode?
Who knows?
Maybe.
Maybe you should go back. Maybe you missed it. Should you go back and check?
I think you should rewatch every single episode again.
From the beginning. So maybe it was in there from the start.
And watch all the ads. And then comment each day as well.
Comment once you found it too.
Find 10 friends and share the podcast.
It's like if you watch the podcast and share and send it to 10 friends, your crush will like you back.
Oh, <Yo, laughs> that sounds like a good deal.
Yo, if we could actually do that, that would be solid. Like, I would help people out.
Hell yeah.
It's like if you work on yourself and become a person who you're proud of and maybe you love yourself, then your crush will love you back.
Or maybe they won't.
Or maybe they won't. Because
you
know, that's okay.
They don't
owe
you
anything. Love yourself.
You'll learn to love yourself, so you won't need anyone to love
you. It doesn't matter. You are your own person and you don't need anyone else.
Damn straight.
Anyone. Okay. Next segment, yo. It's
what music are we listening to?
Yeah. This is very similar to how quick
it's
when you're gonna sleep.
It's the best tune.
There's no it goes like, what music are we listening to? And it's like off key.
Because it's easy to digest. But also we can't sing it properly. It has to be like,
right. What music are you listening to?
That was actually really good.
What?
That was that actually like that was probably the best I've heard of that theme.
What do you mean? I was intentionally singing poorly.
But it fit the theme. That's what we wanted to sound like.
So the breaths in between. What?
Are you listening to
the harmony, yo. We're going to auto-tune that.
3, 5, 6, 7, 8.
We all did the low note. Okay, Ryan, you start with one note, then Amanda, then Josh, then me.
Okay.
What?
I was way off key.
I was like, Amanda's going to know what to do.
Sorry, I'll do it again.
Wait,
why can't I hit this kid?
You know, you were sharp. You were sharp. Look, it's not like, I assume we were going for like a major chord. Josh didn't do that, but you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Sorry. It's just, I don't know what a major chord is.
Like, it's like the,
He's like, yeah.
My vocal range is not that good.
What? Give me 1 second, Josh.
It's less than an octave.
You'll be right back.
Okay, well, right. Let's. Cool. Oh, he's
getting the piano out.
Uh-oh. I just okay, sang it though. I just sang it. You don't need.
We're going to copy Ryan from the piano. Bring.
Is that C major?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Whoa, perfect pitch.
No.
You have perfect pitch.
No. I don't have perfect pitch.
What's this note right here?
I have not even okay relative pitch. Like, I know what a C sounds like in my head.
Yeah.
So then I can, like, if someone plays like a G, I know what a G sounds like relative to a C.
Right.
So then I can be like, that's a G.
Right, right.
I'm acting like I understand this.
Do you know like the...
So you know like...
No.
Okay, so music notes are like A, B, C, D.
Yeah, I know that stuff.
How many letters are there in the musical like scale, I guess?
There's technically... Oh.
Yeah, ask him. Let's see. So like, just say them. Say them out as you go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It ends there, right?
I mean, that's...
Yep.
That's the letters, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some more.
Well, there's not more letters. There's just
what do you mean there's
accidentals?
H through Z.
I just told him it was A, B, C, D, E, F, G like 2 minutes ago.
I was trying to like make it the funny one.
Well, no, I
put them sharps in there, put them flats.
The sharps and like the flats. I don't know.
Oh, he knows the sharps and flats.
I don't understand them.
Okay.
I don't understand I know there's a difference, but I don't understand them because I haven't, like, I don't know what it's about.
That's fine. You don't need to.
And then, like, when Rob comes in here, he's like, man, that was a horrible C major. And I'm like, what?
Okay.
What did like, you call
what?
Me?
What did I, what?
Okay, you know what's interesting, though? Like, everyone knows the sound of, like, a major scale, even if they don't know music. Mm. You know, you probably don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
But it's like.
Right. For me, I distinguish it as anything that sounds happy, and then a minor is anything that sounds
sad. Well, that's
sad.
The thing. Like, in different cultures, the minor chord actually is
like the happy
associated song. With happy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is it?
Yeah. There's this whole study on, like, different, cultural music and how it's different based on, like, major and minor being happy and sad is, like, a Western kind
of thing. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, a lot of cultures don't even use the same notes that we use.
Yeah.
You know, we have our own system of notes.
Scales and stuff.
Yeah, well, like, most cultures have, like, a scale, but it won't fit into our notes.
Right.
It'll be like, you know, we have, like, a C and a C sharp, right?
Yeah.
Which is, like, technically next to each other in our tuning system. But then some cultures, it might be, like, halfway between a C and a C sharp. Yeah.
That's cool.
There you go.
Anyway, what are we talking about? What music are we listening to? I think we should probably cut a lot of that out, to be honest. Like,
is that interesting? Let us know in the comments, because we haven't got any comments.
And I tried to sing a major scale, and I sang a major arpeggio, and I don't know what happened. I'm studying
just,
vocals.
It just happened.
And
anyway,
well, get it together, Rob.
What music are we listening to?
What music are we listening to?
I'm getting my Spotify up of one I've just liked recently.
I will do the same.
Oh, okay. This one artist, I'm not sure how to pronounce her name properly. It's like Liana La Havas.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, she's like, it's not jazz, kind of like soulful, acoustic kind of music.
Dope.
Ooh, I like
that. Yeah. I really dig her voice. Like, it's really warm and really smooth.
Give us a little taste.
Okay.
Little taste. Yeah, she's.
I think you guys would like.
A little.
Okay, this taste. Is like a live thing that she did in Paris.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's live?
Yeah.
Damn.
She's got a very smooth voice.
It's very silky.
I recommend listening to her. And she plays guitar as well. So
dope.
Wow. So shout dope. Out.
It's very nice.
Cool. Oh, am I next? Sorry. Yeah. I've just been listening to Party Next Door a lot. I like his voice. I like his voice and like the vibes of his song. What even is that genre? Is it? It's.
I don't actually know.
It's like,
who?
I guess it would be R&B.
It's R&B.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He doesn't. He hasn't heard the music. Okay. Just play some of it. It's kind of like pop R&B, right?
Yeah.
With like trap drums.
Yeah, it's like trap. R&B, but like, and then he has more like chilled out songs, here we go. That's more like rap, hip hop.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I feel like that's what people call R&B these days, but like,
it's not what we're used to. Us,
I don't even think it is.
Really?
To be honest, like, you know, I feel like these days people call R&B like 2000s R&B and stuff. You know?
Right. Like, yeah. Yeah.
But R&B. That's kind of like it. It's more just like trap, but it's just chill.
Yeah,
chill trap.
Trap. Chill.
Chill trap. Chill trap. You can listen to for study and dance.
Study and listen to.
But yeah. So I've been listening to Party Next Door, and I listened to Everything by Nas
because
I heard it at an ice cream store, and I was like, "This is a good song."
Nas.
And nice. So yeah,
he's legit.
Oh yeah.
Damn. That's nice. He's so good. He's so good.
So good. Go.
Go.
So for me, I listen to like three different playlists mainly. So I have a schedule to my day, right? I'll go to work, and as I'm driving to work, I'll sing a Disney sing-along playlist.
Sick.
So I recommend Hakuna Matata for singing in the car. You get all the acting in it, you know? You're by yourself and you're like, when she was a young warthog. You got the whole
thing. Rob was so disapproving. Like, he looked at you and was like,
is she okay?
So disapproving. Anyway. I've never seen someone disapprove, like, anyone that much. Like,
except for Ryan with Zoe's superpower.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. But yeah, so that's my on the way to work. On the way back, I'll probably play my snazzy songs playlist, which I'll share some of them.
Tell us some of your snazzy songs.
Okay, in my snazzy songs, I
really want to know.
There's this one song called 8, which is by IU, so it's a Korean like K-pop song, and features Suga. It's really like good vibes though. I like
just short amount.
IU is so cool.
IU is like, I love IU. She's like, IU best girl. Just wait for the lyrics to hit in. It's actually a really sad song. Oh. But like,
and my body rolling too.
Oh.
I like this bit, but I don't like the chorus of it.
You like the chorus?
Yeah.
I like the chorus. I like the song. I think it's very nice. And then she
has a nice voice too.
She really does. I also like Heather by Conan Gray. So I've been listening to a lot of Conan Gray recently. Do you guys know him?
I've heard the name. I don't think I've heard his stuff though.
Some good stuff. He writes a lot of the stuff himself.
This is like stuff you would play like in a shack.
Yeah.
A shack.
Wait, do you guys know the song Maniac? You were with your friends.
I was talking about the basketball player.
Oh. Because that way you would know Conan Gray if you knew Maniac. Wait.
No. I'd probably need to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
It's the song. This is Conan Gray. Yeah.
I'm just really out of music.
And then the last like people, it's that one.
And drive you mad.
The last group that I've been listening to, well, not last group,
no need.
But like
no need.
From snazzy songs.
Yeah,
better than my singing today.
Oh,
well, I said yes to you.
I'm like, why?
What's going on? snazzy songs.
Yeah, I have this song called "That's What She'd Say" by Cerati. So like Cerati, I've been really liked. I've been really liking.
I've been really liking.
But yeah, you can tell that the type of vibe that I like to listen to. I like a lot of bad B songs. I won't say the swear word. But
is this the first explicit?
Is the first time? Oh my gosh!
In the podcast history. Oh.
And then the third playlist I listen to in the shower is BTS playlists.
BTS, yep. Woo!
I would recommend Rain by BTS. A lot of new armies don't know it, but it's a really good song. Please listen to it.
Because you got back on a BTS.
Yeah.
Kick.
She back on
the
high
so
train.
Like, I became an army during like the NO period, but then like.
I think a lot of our listeners might not know what that is.
I think a lot of them might be army, though, maybe. Because
a lot of them might not be because, okay. You know, we changed.
Anyway, I liked BTS like from their earlier stages. And then like a couple years in, like around DNA, for those who do know it, I kind of got out of it because I was getting really busy with dance. And then after COVID situation happened, I've been having a lot more free time. And like I got really back into BTS again. So like, we good.
Nice.
Dope.
Nice. Dope.
All right. For me, I've been listening. This album came out a little bit ago, but I've been listening to it recently. It's Eden's album, No Future.
You love Eden.
Yeah, Eden's so good. Like his new stuff is so just like, I don't know how to describe, like weird. Like it's just like no kind of structure. You know how it's like usually verse, chorus. It's just like whatever. It's just like music and sound. It's so cool.
There you go.
And like not all of it like even goes like to time. Like it's just like
I feel like that would annoy me.
What do you mean doesn't go to time?
Like it doesn't go to the natural, like it goes to time, to beats, but it doesn't go to the natural kind of rhythm. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then like starts a new thing. It might go 1, 2, 3, 4.
So it has multiple time signatures. So it might be like it might have four beats at one point, and then the next bar might have five.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then so it's, yeah, just has like weird time signatures that aren't normal. Yeah.
Right. Quote unquote. That's interesting.
Yeah, I like this song especially. It's just like really chill, kind of alternative.
Mm, nice.
Yeah, and the other, there's this one song I've been listening to a lot. It's called High for Hours by J. Cole.
J. Cole.
This is a really.
I love J. Cole, man.
Really dope song. J. Cole. Came out a couple of years ago, 2017. And I guess it's really kind of reflective of what's happening in the world right now.
Yeah.
So I got it from, I took Vin's class, Vin from the Kinjas, and then he taught to this song. And then, yeah, I just like, it's so, such a dope song. Oh.
Censored.
I don't want to.
If you want to check out the song, the verses have like a lot of
It's like
insightful lyrics.
Just like the lyricism, the everything, metaphors, like it's so
J. Cole is just a really great artist.
Like
a really great artist.
One of the greats from our day.
Yeah, 100%.
I have another song.
Ooh.
Oh, another one.
It's another kind of like acoustic song. This dude's called Gabe Bondoc. He has a really nice voice. He also plays guitar. I've been trying to, like, my style's starting to be kind of influenced by him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is.
Ooh.
Just wait for his voice though.
Nice.
I should skip it to the voice.
Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's that.
That's so cool. Yeah. I like this because I get a bunch of new songs that I can listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Look back on the podcast and you're like,
I like this song.
I like this one. I don't like this one. This one is okay.
Have you guys heard the whole, like, because, like, obviously Spotify is apparently, like, good for, like, discovering new music and that. Mm. But apparently there's a bunch of, like, research and stuff that says it's actually not that good.
Oh, really?
As in, like, the whole premise of it is that it's supposed to like learn listeners' preferences and then kind of
recommend
adapt
songs.
Yeah.
Discoveries based on that. But really, apparently, like some people have discovered that maybe it's just either based on genre or feel.
Mm.
So it's not really that specific. It's like this person's been listening to a lot of funk, so I'm just going to add a lot of funk to their playlists.
Right.
You know? But it's not like, oh, they skipped this funk song, so I'm not going to play that artist anymore. Or you know, which, maybe that's a good thing because it doesn't limit your discovery based on like, oh, I just didn't like that one song. Mm. But also, apparently it's also designed to like beat the skip rate of Spotify because like obviously people will like skip songs, if they have premium. And so basically any song that has been skipped a lot, they just won't add it to playlists anymore because it doesn't earn Spotify any money.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel bad for all the songs I've skipped now.
That would make sense though, like, but that's crazy.
And like, even like artist revenues for Spotify, it's based on Spotify's own revenue first.
Wow.
So like, it's like, if I got like 100 streams 1 month and then 100 streams another month, the amount I earn in those 2 months could be different.
Right.
Depending on how well Spotify performed.
Damn.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's like between 0.006 and $0.086 per stream that the artist gets.
Wow.
As opposed to if you bought their song.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it'd be like $2 or something.
Oh, okay. So they actually get...
more.
Yeah.
If you buy their actual song.
But, like, everything's just, like, streamed nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Like,
well, the reason why is it was to stop piracy. Because people are just pirating songs, burning off the discs, or, like, things like Napster or, you know? So it's good because it stopped a lot of pirating.
Yeah.
But then also kind of... yeah, it just changed the industry a lot.
Really. Yeah, I think streaming has changed like a lot of media industries, like even like filmmaking.
And, 100%.
But it's then the thing is, with films, they still earn a large proportion of income from like theater, like movie theaters, right?
Yeah.
And like premieres and things like that. Music doesn't have that.
Right. Mm. I guess like the closest thing would be like artists' live shows and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But then that's like, it's like a completely different kind of...
yeah.
Yeah. I think the, especially now, like because a lot of films don't have like their big theater release.
Yeah.
Like they're going straight to streaming. So it's like, it's weird because some of these movies won't be like given to...
the spotlight.
Yeah, given the spotlight or being shown to the big audience.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I don't know. That's just like our culture. I feel like it's because of
everything
all these
wants
things.
Everything, everyone wants everything on demand.
Yeah. It's so fast paced.
Instant gratification.
Yeah, legit. And like everything's set up. So it's so easy for us to just like have the path of least resistance and just like get
just,
everything.
That that just shows you how like lazy human beings are getting with a lot of stuff. Technology's come in and just changed
the
entire dynamic of how we live.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Man.
Make sure you support
just sit here
local
and think
artists.
About that.
Make sure you support local artists.
Support local artists.
Yeah.
Buy their stuff. Yeah.
For sure.
Stream this one by Rob Aspinall.
Don't. It's a terrible song.
It's not as bad.
No, I'm actually like, I hate this song.
Really?
What? It is good.
Okay, when Rob releases his EP,
he's gonna
jump on
it.
That.
Yeah.
He's gonna re-record this one with featuring Rob and featuring himself.
Rob featuring Rob.
And he'll have other songs as well, which is exciting. I'm excited to listen to more music.
Over like coronavirus period, I've written a bunch of songs. So I'm kind of, I'm refining them and kind of figuring out like which ones I actually want to include on my EP. Which is good because it's like the first time I've actually had enough songs to kind of do that.
Not just like scraping to get a couple together.
And I'll probably do an EP launch.
Ooh.
I'll get some of my friends to play as well. And
that'd be cool.
But yeah, there's heaps of local Canberra artists that you can listen to. This one, if you're into rap, this one like Aussie rap dude, who I went to CIT with, his name's Capo.
Capo.
Yeah, he's releasing a new single in the next couple of days.
Sick.
K-A-P-P-O.
Yes.
Okay.
Check it out.
Oh, C-A-P-P-O.
C-A-P-P-O.
Featuring Groovy Daughter. I don't know. Have you guys heard of Groovy Daughter?
Nope.
None.
She's pretty cool. She, local Canberra artist, works with Citizen K a lot.
Mm.
Wow.
She played Spilt Milk.
Wow.
Yeah, she has some good stuff. Check her out. Cool. Yeah, lots of local Canberra. There's heaps. if you've seen Live in Your Lounge, there's a thing called Live in Your Lounge, and basically whilst coronavirus lockdown was happening, there was no live shows, obviously.
Yeah.
So these people took the initiative to like stream bands doing like live,
that's cool,
live shows and stuff. That's cool. So go check that out. I had some of my friends play on that. So.
Oh, another Australian artist, small Australian artist you guys should listen to, Woodlock. Have you guys heard Woodlock?
Never heard of him.
Woodlock, it was like this band I saw busking in Melbourne a couple years ago. They're like, I think they got signed recently, and they're like working towards doing more. But they're
sick.
Yeah, really, really cool artists. They're like,
yeah, just like a little strumming.
Just did a strong, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like folk? No.
Could be folk.
But pop. I don't know. Just listen to it. Woodlock.
Okay.
Woodlock.
Woodlock. One word?
One word. Woodlock.
Okay. Woodlock. There you go. Check
it
out.
Could be your new battle name. Woodlock.
Woodlock.
Oh. I would lock, but...
Ooh. I would lock.
I would lock, but... That's can't. Funny. J-Lock.
Yes.
J-Lock's corner.
I like that name.
It's like... I feel like, for me, like, battle names just don't work. Like, J-Lock is cool. It feels like R-Pop.
R-Pop.
R-Pop. You know?
R-Boogs.
But then that's just a bite of K-Boogs.
Rob Boogs.
Rob Boog.
I feel like Rob or is just a bad name to...
Wait, Boogbert.
Boogbert.
Why did you call yourself Boogbert?
What about Boogie Rob or Boogie R?
Or Pop Bert.
I feel like R is just a bad letter.
What if instead of you just replace R with P in your name? Popbert. Popbert.
Poppept.
Popbert.
Because there's a second R. Poppept.
Poppept.
Poppept. Poppept.
Poppept.
What about...
That's a pretty good battle name.
I think I just need something random that has nothing to do with my name. Like Boogie Nova.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Or Boogie Chicken Nova. Fingers.
I like that. That's cool.
Not Chicken
Fingers. Nova's a cool word. Nova.
What's your battle name, Amanda?
I don't have Amanda. One.
But Amanda kind of stands well on its own. You know what I mean?
Does it?
Well, I don't think there's that many Amandas in our dance community.
I don't think there's many Robs either.
Yeah.
Like there's me and Rob Watson.
Yeah.
I can't think of any others. What but about, like, Rob's just a bad name.
What about it being Robbie?
Not. No, that sounds like I'm in preschool.
Yeah, so like...
Wobby the Wombat, you know?
I was always confused. You and Wendy.
Yeah.
And sometimes Zoe as well. Yeah. I always call you Robbie.
Yeah, because me and Wendy and Rob went to primary school together, and his like nickname in primary school was Robbie, not Rob.
Mm.
And then as soon as we came to dance and we had like an introduction cycle, he was like, "Oh guys, my name's Rob." I was like...
That ain't your name.
That's not.
Because I was so used to Robbie and like, yeah. I've kind of shifted to calling you Rob more, but I still sometimes.
I don't think you do.
Sometimes I shift back to Robbie.
I have a number of names for Rob. Roberto, Robert, Rube.
Babe.
Ruby.
Babe.
I call
I just call him Good Man.
Ah.
He's a good man.
That's good, good, man.
Good man.
Hello, good man.
Good man.
Like, I feel like when we greet each other, it's just, it would be so confusing to so many people.
Yeah.
Like if people saw us actually greet each other.
Jaquid.
And then like, we just kind of like slap hands and then just like forehead each other or something. Like
it'd be something so like stupid. So random, it makes sense to us. And that's the main thing.
That's the main thing. Because we connect on a deep level. On a deep level.
But blue light.
Yeah, both batteries ran out.
Oh,
I was struggling before. If you go back in the episode and you watch all the ads and leave a comment, then you can see me switch the battery.
No. Was it like 10 minutes ago?
I think, is that a cue to start wrapping up?
The blue light was probably a cue.
It's been over an hour.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it's about time to wrap up.
Yeah.
If you enjoy watching the show, please share it with your friends.
Go
leave
back
us
to the start.
Rewatch it. Watch all the ads.
Leave us a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening on, or leave us a comment below so we can respond to it in the next couple episodes. Next episode, we have Jason.
Jaquason.
Yes. Jason will be coming on.
Yes, and we have Jason.
I will be taking back my position as host.
Oh,
well, are you going to be demoted or am I going to be demoted?
I guess we'll find out on the next episode
of Dragon Ball Z. So, yeah, if you want to follow us on Instagram, at Project One Official, you can see all the posts that Amanda puts up.
Woo!
At Project One Official, pretty much everywhere else, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to our new channel And yeah, the main thing, leave us a comment so we can.
Yeah,
so
we want to answer your questions.
We want to talk to you guys.
This is like, this is because usually we would have the comments and then it would be like an open dialogue. But right now it's just us. Because
of the new
channel,
like,
yeah,
people just aren't seeing it.
So that's okay. It will grow.
It will grow. Exactly. Will grow. That's a positive mindset I like to hear, Amanda. Thank you.
Thanks.
But Amanda won't grow.
Okay, like I was just being positive, but
dude, that was so savage. Amanda won't grow.
Will she?
Probably not, though.
Maybe. You know, my knees have been hurting recently, so maybe I'm growing.
I don't think that's a growing
thing. Uh-oh.
You should get that checked out.
I was going to say something.
At Project One Official everywhere.
Oh, like, I mean, like, it's kind of good starting from scratch. I'm kind of excited. Like, having like 17 subscribers.
New Horizons.
20 now.
20.
20.
Boom. Did you look at that.
And we've been getting like 40 views on each one.
Yeah, they're going up a little bit.
That's pretty good.
Nice, nice, nice.
It's all right. Slowly. Slowly get there.
Yay.
I'm excited to see a steady progression.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Right from the start.
Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks for interviewing me, guys.
Oh. Where can they find you on social media?
Oh, yeah.
Whoops.
Find me on Instagram. Josh.page_7 or is it just
you
7?
Should know this.
What?
Why are you looking at Ryan?
Isn't it just Josh_page7?
That's what I thought.
You're right. Josh_page7. Sorry, I was incorrect. Yeah, that's my Instagram.
Alright.
Go follow me. And then yeah, no Facebook because like everyone else I won't accept.
Why don't you even say it then? Like why do we even say it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just a meme.
Oh, okay.
It's a meme.
It's a meme. And don't request us on Facebook.
And then...
Or do.
Never know. What might happen? What might go?
But yeah, that's... Just TikTok? Follow me on Instagram. Oh, yeah, I have a TikTok too. I don't post a lot. I should. But I don't. Maybe I will.
Okay, what is your TikTok, Josh?
I think it's also...
Josh_page7?
Josh_page7, I think.
And Amanda, where can people find you?
Oh, me too. Oh, sweet. You can follow me on Instagram at Amanda__va. So just VA. And my profile picture is Puppy Cat. So that should be easy to find me. Also, my TikTok is the same. Amanda__va.
It's two underscores.
Two underscores.
Make sure you remember
two,
that.
Not one. Two.
Two.
Yeah.
Because you won't be annoying.
That's it.
That's it.
Bye.
Yeah.
All right. This has been Project One. Wait, no, that's not how I say it.
Whoa.
That was really quick. Like, okay.
Do you say this has been Project One?
This has been Project One, sign
it. But that...
I thought it was just this is Project One.
Yeah, this is Project One. Because this has been, that's like, we have been signing out the whole time.
We have.
From the start, it's been a constant sign out.
All right. Thank you guys again for watching. Really appreciate all the support you guys give us. Yeah. This is Project One.
Signing out.
No, don't add the music.